This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Ashley White, riding the bus home, texting with her boyfriend, Cody DeLisa, about her job interview when Cody tells her not to get her hopes up because she probably won't get the job anyway. Upset, Ashley starts talking about the situation with a stranger sitting next to her, Michael Stratton. Stratton tells White that Cody DeLisa, the boyfriend, treats her poorly, so they should kill him. The two practice shooting Stratton's gun, then return to Cody's house. When Cody DeLisa answers the door, Ashley White shoots him in the head twice and steals his wallet.
Nancy, in the months before the murder, White and DeLisa's relationship became strained over White's inability to hold down a job. Police say before attacking DeLisa, White tried to drown and burn DeLisa's cat. Stratton reportedly introduced himself to White as Scott. 3 years after the murder, Stratton's girlfriend calls police, claiming Stratton admitted to her that he was involved in DeLisa's death.
Ashley White, 29, found guilty of murder, conspiracy, and robbery. Michael Stratton implicated in a second murder, but found incompetent to stand trial. Florida cops save more than just a purse when they foil this robbery. They track down a woman's missing purse using Find My iPhone and locate the bag in a car registered to Benjamin Cummings. The victim, however, is more concerned about her one-month-old kitten she was taking to the vet when the thief swiped her belongings. The kitty cat missing from the bag, but after a few minutes, the black and white kitty crawls out from under the car, mewing for help. The woman now safely reunited with kitty cat and Benjamin Cummings, 34, charged with robbery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The New York City Police Department has issued an apology after wrongfully accusing a Brooklyn teen of a fatal shooting during last year's West Indian American Day parade. Sydney Sumner of Crime Online brings us details.
The NYPD has publicly apologized for mistakenly identifying Camden Lee, a 15-year-old from Brooklyn, as the suspect in a deadly shooting at the West Indian American Day parade in September 2024. The department acknowledged that a social media post misrepresented Lee as wanted for the fatal shooting, a claim they failed to correct for nearly 5 months. Delaney Kempner, the NYPD's chief spokesperson, stated that, quote, "The NYPD should have immediately corrected this misstatement. We apologize for the error and will continue to seek justice for the victims of this shooting." The incident in question occurred during the annual Labor Day parade, where gunfire resulted in the death of 25-year-old Denzel Chan and injuries to four others. Lee, who had attended the event after football practice, was present during the shooting. Weeks later, the NYPD circulated his photograph on social media, labeling him as the suspect. Lee, who had attended the event after football practice, was present during the shooting. Weeks later, the NYPD circulated his photograph on social media, labeling him as a suspect. Despite privately informing Lee and his family that he was not a suspect, the NYPD did not publicly retract the accusation until recently. This delay subjected Lee to numerous death threats and forced his family into hiding. Wiley Stecklow, the family's attorney, criticized the department, saying, quote, "Even in their apology, they're painting him with a brush of culpability to cover their mistake." This apology marks a rare admission of fault by the NYPD and comes as new police commissioner Jessica Tisch aims to restore public trust in the department.
The son-in-law of a notorious Mexican drug lord has pleaded guilty to using violence and threats to control the transnational used car market at the U.S.-Mexico border. Carlos Fabian Martinez, married to the daughter of former Gulf cartel leader Ociel Cardenas Guillen, admitted in federal court to charges including price-fixing, extortion, and money laundering. Prosecutors say his 11-year scheme monopolized customs forwarding services in Los Indios, Texas, using kidnappings and killings to eliminate competition. Martinez's cartel ties surfaced in court, linking him to criminal networks in Matamoros and Reynosa. He has now agreed to an 11-year prison sentence. Meanwhile, Cardenas Guillen, recently deported after serving time in the U.S., now faces charges in Mexico.
Thanks, John. 25-year-old Kevin Nguyen spends an evening out on the town, Fort Wayne, Indiana. He goes to the Brass Rail Bar, then stops at Arby's, calling family for a ride home in between. Kevin's caught on surveillance video at Arby's 2:40 a.m. That's the last time he's seen. Police say earlier in the evening, while he's at Brass Rail Bar, he may have been in an altercation. A pair of glasses found in the parking lot of the bar, and Kevin does wear glasses. Kevin, Asian male, 6 feet tall, 160 to 180 pounds, black hair, cut short or shaved, with brown eyes. Kevin has a birthmark on the inner right thigh, now missing 7 years. If you have info on the disappearance of Kevin Nguyen, please contact Fort Wayne, Indiana Police, 260-427-1369. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.